Adventures of Uncle Jimmy, a Warner Brothers radio production starring William Farnham. Original story and direction by Edward Lynn. Never have welcomed her old friend in the way in which she did. As we resume our story, it is an embarrassed Florence who remarks,
"Well, I know I've neglected you shamefully, Norma, but people do live in a little world quite their own."
"Yes, Florence, we all do that. I suppose I shouldn't have stood on ceremony, but just dropped in without even waiting for an invitation."
Well, that's as it should be, of course. I should have invited you, too, but... well, I don't remember doing it, so please forgive me.
Florence, you want to know just who invited me and why I'm here. I suppose if I weren't a close personal friend, Arnold Stewart would never have asked me to come over.
Norma, you mean Arnold asked you to come over and...
He certainly did. And you should be grateful. He's such a thoughtful, considerate husband.
Yes, all of that. Well-meaning, too, and so understanding. I should be grateful.
Well, indeed, you should. It isn't every husband who'd ask a friend to come over and insist that you go to a doctor because of those sick headaches you've been having lately.
You mean to say that Arnold asked you to come over and talk to me? Well, if he isn't... You know, Norma, I think there are moments when Arnold's too...
Well, he really was worried. He said he felt that you should, well, do something for your nerves.
Oh, I don't need a doctor. I just need a little peace of mind lately. The illness of Bobby and Rosalind, and then Bobby's difficulties. Rosalind losing her baby. The divorce. Well, it's all been enough to make anyone ill.
Of course, Florence, I understand. And why don't you just take things a little easier for a while?
Norma, you've never been a mother. If your own boy... Oh, well, I just can't talk about it.
Some difficulty at the office again?
Oh, nothing like that. Besides, Arnold and Bobby plan to leave J.D. Brenner.
Oh, indeed.
Arnold wants his own little business. Oh, well, you'll know it sooner or later, I suppose. My son has become interested in the girl who took care of Rosalind. This Edith Arden.
You mean they're friends?
Oh, that's what they say, but I've lived too long and seen too much to...
To give the girl the benefit of the doubt and believe your boy when he said that he'd never be dishonorable again?
Norma, we must be realists. We can't go on forever playing at life.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. But of course you're keeping all this from Rosalind.
Well, I don't know why Rosalind should go on believing
that... Oh, would it be so cruel for anyone to tell that dear girl... What at best, perhaps, just rumors and suspicions. Florence, you wouldn't let anyone tell Rosalind, would you?
But, Norma, I don't think you understand.
Well, no matter who said they'd tell, whether it was Arnold or Dorothy or Johnny, reason with them, plead with them. Well, the girl might lose her mind from grief. She might commit suicide.
Oh, Norma, please, please don't say things like that.
It isn't too late, dear. Rosalind won't be home till tomorrow. Now make every member of your family promise that Ross and Stuart will never know from them what you think has taken place.
Well, of course, I wouldn't want anything to happen to Rosalind. I've learned to love the girl. She's like my own child, my own daughter. I'll give a great deal of thought to what you said.
Then you're not sorry I came over?
Oh, no, of course not. You've given me a great deal to think about for the next 24 hours.
Going to let me help you beat the rug, Uncle Jimmy?
Oh, sure thing, Johnny. More the merrier. Here, come on. You know, the rug goes on the line there. You take that end, and I'll take this one.
Okay, Uncle Jimmy.
There you are. Yes, pal, I know that you want to help Uncle Jimmy, too, and he's very much obliged. Now, Johnny, here. You take this beater, and I'll take the other.
Oh, there comes Mrs. Jedson through the back gate, and she's got a broom in her hand.
Oh, guess you'd better skidoo, Johnny. She might want to use it on you.
Don't you throw the rug out on the line, Uncle Jimmy.
It reminded me of the good old days. Mm. So I just couldn't resist offering to help.
Why, Mrs. Jetson, you're as welcome as the flowers in May.
Now, you two men can beat the rug, and I'll sweep down the dust as it comes up.
Mm.
Gee, isn't it going to be fun?
Mm. I can't imagine Flora Stewart letting anyone use such old-fashioned methods.
Mm. She wanted to do it herself. These last few days have done her a great deal of harm. Your mother, Johnny, isn't as strong as we think.
She isn't so weak either. She's going to wash all the windows in the living room and dining room this afternoon.
Well, I reckon it's how I can get in there with the broom now.
Mrs. Jedson, did you know that Miss Lee came over to see Mom this morning? Early,
now,
too.
Johnny, we'll just not tell any tales out of school.
I'll say they're out of school. This is Saturday, isn't it?
And I wish Miss Lee had run over to see me. I haven't laid eyes on in a coon's age.
Johnny, Mother wants you.
Gee, Mom, I'm terribly busy.
Johnny, come now.
Run, lad, run.
Sure, I know. You're glad to get rid of me.
No.
You want to tell Mrs. Jedson some things anyway.
Eh?
I know. Coming, Mom. Coming.
That young one. He sure is a caution.
Isn't he?
Uncle Jimmy, is Mrs. Stewart planning to be at the train when Rosalind comes in tomorrow morning?
Well, she hasn't said. I know Bobby won't be there or Miss Arden. Dorothy won't go either unless Frankie can tag along.
That little miss has got more mind of her own than we think. Her ma says one thing, but Dorothy thinks another and just bides her time.
Mm-hmm. Well, all of Florence Stewart's children are strong-willed.
Well, I'm going to be at that train, and I'm just hoping that Florence is civil to me.
Hmm. Oh, she will be, Mrs. Jackson. You know Florence. She's just liable to do an about-face and never let on that anything happened. Guess Norma Foster Lee's visit didn't do any harm.
You know, for being a quiet body, she can do more with Florence in 5 minutes than any of us in a month of Sundays.
Mm-hmm. Florence has the deepest respect for Norma Foster Lee. Strange that they'd never become intimate friends through the years.
I was hoping that I had earned the right to be Florence Stewart's very close friend. Heavens to Betsy, I wouldn't have ever harmed a hair of her head.
Oh, she'll come around, don't worry. She knows that what you've meant to Rosalind, and well, for all of us, for that matter.
Well, she'll have to come to me. I ain't running to her this time. She made out things that ain't ever happened between those two young people. And what she's a-thinking ain't much credit to my home or my name.
Mrs. Judson, you know right this minute Florence Stewart is one of the most unhappy women in Christendom.
Poor Florence.
We should all feel very sorry for her. She's got another fight on her hands. That terrible pride of hers is once again standing between her and something we all thought she had brought into her life again for all time. Peace of mind and happiness.
Arnold, I want you to talk to Dorothy. I simply haven't the strength to argue with her.
Dorothy, why should your mother have to argue with you at all?
Mother doesn't have to argue with me.
I said that Dorothy's not to ask Frankie Prentice to go to the train with us to meet Rosalind.
Well, I should say not. Why, Dorothy, this is just a family affair. At the best, it's just a little embarrassing for all of us. Sister Rosalind isn't coming home from a trip around the world or from her honeymoon. After all, she's been to Reno.
Well, I think Frankie should go on...
A warning. But, Dorothy, you talk as if you were a married woman who thought her husband might be contemplating divorce.
Well, it happened once in this family.
Dorothy, I feel the same way about this that Mother does. And while we know that Frankie is wonderful and grand and handsome, a mental giant, a terrific personality, but would you please get a crush on some other boy for just a week or so?
I should say not. And I don't have to stay in this room to listen to you run down someone who certainly is every bit as good and a little better, I think, than Bobby Stewart.
Well, of all... Arnold, are you going to sit there like a bump on a log?
Laurie, what do you want me to do, run after Dorothy and spank her?
Well, if I felt better, I certainly wouldn't let it rest there.
Well, your daughter just whisked by me, and whisked is the word. Well, I thought she was crying.
Well, I hope she wasn't laughing, not after such a performance.
Uncle Jimmy, I'm almost ready to believe that our Dorothy is thinking seriously about Frankie Prentice.
Wants him to come down to the train with us to welcome Rosalind.
Rather an odd request, but stranger things than that have happened.
Well, I know this, that if Frankie Prentice appears at that train, I'm certainly going to tell him he wasn't asked.
Oh, let's not cross bridges, Florence. Besides, there won't be too many in the welcoming party. You know, I've been giving it some thought, and I think I'll just wait here at the house.
Well, Uncle Jimmy, you'll do nothing of the kind.
Has someone suggested that you don't go?
No, nothing like that. There'll be so many things to do here at the house. The last-minute things.
Florrie, the whole idea of a welcoming committee being down there at the station was just a little bit silly anyway.
Well, won't be enough for a committee at the rate people are dropping out. Mrs. Jedson won't be there either.
She won't. But I'm sure that Rosalind would rather have her at the train than any of the rest of us.
Johnny said he thought he should catch up on all the lessons he'd missed at Sunday school.
Say, how come all the changes have been decided at the last minute, Uncle Jimmy?
Well, it no doubt was planned in the most thoughtful way. At best, Rosalind's homecoming won't be too happy an event. And there'll be things that, well, that both of you want to say to her.
Yes, Uncle Jimmy, and I, for one, want to assure Rosalind that she's still our daughter. Isn't that right, Mother?
Yes, Arnold, with all my heart. And I think Uncle Jimmy's right.
We're all sacrificing something. And I know Dorothy will want to do the same when she understands.
Of course. Thank you, Uncle Jimmy, for being so thoughtful. But that's like you.
Oh, not like me, Florence. This time like the best friend who's come into your life since Norma Foster Lee. I believe the dear soul's name is Anna Jedson.
Does this mean that Florence has forgiven Bobby and Edith Arden? Or will she find an opportune moment later on to remember?